This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. Given the dollar amounts at stake, low tens to medium high hundreds of millions of dollars, there is not a thing that shows up on a movie screen that somebody in the production process hasn't put a ton of thought into. Set design, costumes, hair and makeup, lighting and sound, everything, including cars. By the time a car or a truck appears in a film, there have been layers and layers of production happening to get it ready for camera. Makeup for a vehicle, if you will. Producers might need NYPD cruisers for a crime show set in New York, or maybe there's a scene set in the 1980s that calls for a vintage beat-up station wagon. A company in Norcross, Georgia has just what you need. From WABE in Atlanta, Marlon Hyde paid a visit to Cinema Vehicles.
In the belly of Cinema Vehicles shop, Andy Servin is working on a shiny black Model T. It's one of those old-timey Fords with a small windshield and tires that look like they belong on a mountain bike. Even though it's 100 years old, it still starts. Servin flicks a few switches behind the steering wheel. Servin is a mechanic here. He's the kind of guy who is more comfortable with his head under the hood of a vehicle rather than in front of a microphone. Servin is no stranger to this business.
Back when I was a kid, watching my dad create Eleanor kind of gave me the path to get into loving classics and loving anything.
Eleanor is a classic Mustang from the 2000 film Gone in 60 Seconds. Cinema Vehicles built it for the remake of the movie starring Nicolas Cage.
Where's Eleanor?
Servin says his specialty is older cars.
Antiques like 1920s and on. I mean, I worked on 1910s. I've worked on pretty much anything gasoline powered.
Servin is part of a team of seven that creates the vehicles here in Georgia. There's also a Hollywood facility. He works here alongside his dad, the general manager, and Ron Servin says they often take on some specialty builds.
We've done everything, including building spaceships. So there's really no limit. I mean, if it's going to be on the screen and they can dream it up, we'll figure out how to build it.
Part of the shop is an enormous warehouse that stores vehicles grouped by decade. Ron Servin says the right vehicle can make or break a scene.
There might be 15 cars from 1920s running around a block to make it look like a street scene, you know, so they've all got to run and drive and, you know, do what they do.
It can cost up to $100,000 to build up a single vehicle. When Hollywood production stopped because of the strikes, work here also slowed down. Now, with productions back in swing, it seems like every movie needs a car.
Chaos. Absolute chaos.
Tina Wall does a little bit of everything for the shop, and she says she likes the chaos.
We do have more stuff coming in. So it's been a change of pace, a change of dynamic, and I've thoroughly enjoyed it.
Her job is like costuming for cars and trucks. Imagine the typical movie scene where a car gets shot up and then explodes on a remote stretch of highway. Before that, Wall might remove the gas line, strip the car of all flammable material, and drain all the fluid. And because directors often need multiple takes, Wall might prep the same vehicle over and over. Take one car that appeared in a crime scene chase.
It left, it came back with bullet holes, and they're like, now we need to cover this up and repaint it, and it's going back out, and it's going to get blown up tonight.
Work at Cinema Vehicles can be high-paced and stressful, but Andy Servin says the job has its perks.
It can be fun, especially when we're stunt prepping cars, and I go out and cut donuts and make sure that they're doing that, and slide brakes, so a little bit of drifting. We have some fun.
He says it's also fun to see his work on the big screen when his cars get their 15 minutes of fame, or a cliche ride off into the sunset. In Atlanta, I'm Marlon Hyde for Marketplace.